members of the committee, representatives of the Department of Energy, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak tonight. My name is Melissa Birchard, that's B-I-R-C-H-A-R-D, and I represent Conservation Law Foundation. Conservation Law Foundation is a regional membership-based organization that uses the law, science, and the markets to develop innovative, pragmatic solutions to some of New England's greatest challenges. Consistent with its mission to promote thriving, resilient communities, CLF is dedicated to advancing solutions that strengthen New England's and New Hampshire's environmental and economic vitality. CLF and its members are concerned that the Northern Pass transmission line, as currently proposed, has far too many negative impacts on the state of New Hampshire, its landscapes, its communities, and an energy future that is built on efficiency and clean local renewables. At the Department of Energy, CLF has advocated for a comprehensive environmental impact statement that would assess regional need and the various projects proposed or under development that could serve the same or similar goals that this project purports to serve. CLF continues to believe that there are sound alternatives to the project as proposed, and that the National Environmental Policy Act and the Site Evaluation Committee's review process necessitate the rigorous and objective consideration of such alternatives. Conservation Law Foundation is particularly concerned that New Hampshire needs to focus its energy and resources on the development of local renewable technologies. We are disappointed that the draft environmental impact statement has given energy efficiency and renewable power such short shrift. And we are also dismayed that utilities, like Eversource here in New Hampshire, seek to undermine lesser impacting energy alternatives like rooftop solar while claiming that large, cross-border, high-voltage transmission lines are an inevitability that we must accept. As for the draft environmental impact statement, although it is excessively narrow in its consideration of alternatives to the project, it does consider a range of feasible burial options. Conservation Law Foundation is concerned that absent such burial, the proposed project remains fatally flawed by the inequity that it imposes on the state of New Hampshire. While the project applicants suggest that climate change, unit retirements, and over-reliance on natural gas necessitate the project as proposed, that is not the case. There are alternatives to this project as proposed, and importantly, there are alternatives with lesser impacts on the state of New Hampshire and on the region of New England. Thank you very much.